AP News, I'm Kaya Panjwani. Multiple victims were reported in a shooting at Florida State University, and a suspect has been taken into police custody. In an AP interview, Florida State student Joshua Sermon says he was first alerted when he heard what he thought was a fire alarm go off.
It sounds a little different, though. And I'm just hearing active shooter. And you kind of just like panic a little bit in the moment. You're just like, damn, is that real? Like, take a little bit to process, and then you get to your safe area. I went to a little cubby space, and then you just look down at your phone, look at the news, and like start to process it. Like, damn, some people just got shot a couple feet away from me.
An appeals court has called the Trump administration's defiance over the mistakenly deported man, Kilmer Obrego-Garcia, shocking in a scathing ruling. In a social media video, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says he tried to go check on Garcia's condition in prison, but was turned away.
Is he doing okay? Because nobody has any communication with him since he was illegally abducted from Maryland and sent to Sikat prison in El Salvador, which, as a U.S. District Court judge said, was a violation of all his due process rights.
President Trump's administration has escalated its ongoing battle with Harvard. It's threatened to revoke the university's ability to host international students. Harvard Kennedy School faculty member Arshin Fung says that it is vital to allow Harvard and other institutions to have independence and move forward without restrictions.
The independence of the university is absolutely essential to doing the good work that we do in science, in medicine, in social science, in the humanities. It is a condition for free thought and the search for truth.
The Supreme Court kept a hold on Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship, but agreed to hear arguments in May. This is AP News. President Trump is showing more frustration with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell over interest rates.
In a social media post, the president writes, "Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. The president's tariffs have boosted recession and inflation fears, and he appears to be trying to blame Powell, saying he should have lowered interest rates long ago." His post comes a day after Powell told the Economic Club of Chicago that the Fed will hold off on policy changes until seeing the impacts of the president's tariffs and will not bow to political pressure.
"We will do what we do, strictly without consideration of political or any other extraneous factors."
Powell notes the Fed's independence is protected by law.
"We're not removable except for cause. We serve very long terms, seemingly endless terms."
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.